Wishing you a really, really lovely month of December, and I'm so excited for us to get started as we are blending It's Time For Me and It's Time For Spirituality together. And I'm delighted that all of you have picked your options and are ready to really have this membership be an experience that you want and to enjoy everything that you want. So this month is all around intentional living, and I thought, what a perfect month to start this, because we're actually moving into the end of a year, and when we come to the end of the year, it's a very reflective time. It's also a very busy time, but it can be a very reflective time to look at how far we've come over the year, who we are in ourselves, how we've evolved, what we've learned, and you know, how much we've grown, and also what we've come through. Because I know that there's been a lot of intensity over this month of 2020, or this year of 2022. So, you know, there will have been a lot of things that you'll have navigated through, got yourself through. So without sounding cheesy in any way, I want you to be really proud of everything that you've done for yourself this year. And this month we're kind of, I suppose, encompassing everything that has happened to us over the year and reflecting on where we are, but reflecting on whether we are living as ourselves and in a way that we truly, truly want to. There's so much that we intend for our life. We intend to live from a good place. We intend to be healthy and thriving. But to intend something doesn't mean we actually do it. And intentional living is, I suppose, it's a blend of accountability. So really, you know, asking those questions, am I really doing what I want to do? Am I really being who I want to do? Am I really saying what I want to say? And, you know, speaking, and I kind of hate that phrase, like speak my truth, but more, you know, are you going about your life in a way that actually is aligned with you? I'm not talking about standing up and being rude to anybody. I'm talking about actually saying what you mean and meaning what you say, and living in the same way. So many of us are not living like that, through fear, all of what we talked about last month of, you know, putting other people's opinions before our own, losing faith in ourselves. So this is the perfect follow-up to that month of coming back to hopefully some faith in ourselves. Even if it's only a small bit, it's a start. So this month, obviously you've picked different options, so you're going to have your own little bits and pieces to tap into and to use that are going to help you. But really this month is all about getting very creative, getting very intentional, obviously, and blending the two of those together. So being very clear of who you are, being very clear of what your values are, being very clear of what your hopes and dreams are, and we're going to create that. And we're going to create that through our words, through our thoughts, through our actions, through our behaviors, and how we show up in the world. And we're also going to move to creating our intentions in terms of moving through our fears as well. So there's quite a lot that we will be doing over the course of the month, and whatever options you've chosen will be the ones to support you best. But I just wanted to put this little introduction in to give you an idea of what this month is about and what you can be thinking about. Like, intentional living starts with intent. So the intention for this month is for us to bring our awareness to this aspect of ourselves and whether we are or are not living intentionally. And if we are, that's amazing. How can we do more of that? And if we're not, why are we not? And what might need to change for us to get to that place? When we're living intentionally, we're very, very clear. A friend of mine in America said to me a couple of weeks ago that clear is kind. And it really stuck with me when she said that. Being very clear in our words to other people is actually kindness. And being very clear in our words and behaviours ourselves towards ourselves is also kindness to ourselves. There's no grey area. There's no middle ground. There's no feeling, oh, I better do this, or I should do that, or I feel guilty for this. Or, you know, not doing the things that we want to do for whatever reasons they are. It could be fear, it could be, you know, fear of rejection, it could be not feeling good enough, whatever. Let's not worry about what the reasons are, but let's start to look at how we can start living intentionally and start to bring more of our focus to those things in our life that we really, really want to create. And also this month, keeping a real awareness on our values and our belief systems, because they form our intentions. And you know, it's kind of sometimes like maybe we're in a conversation, and given this is a really trivial example, we're in a conversation with somebody who has different values and beliefs to us. And for peace, we don't want to have a debate with them, or we don't want to argue with them. We maybe just nod and agree. Or sometimes we might actually start to join in the conversation with them. But in our minds, it doesn't sit well with us. And we leave that conversation feeling a little bit drained or feeling even bad. And that's where we're going against our own value system and our own belief system. Like I said, this isn't a month of like just telling everybody what we think, because like everybody is entitled to their own values and their own beliefs and whatever actions and behaviors they take as a result of that. All we can do is focus on our own and make sure they are as close to, if not the closest we can have them to our own value and belief systems. And then actively living our life, you know, from that space. Not easy to do, by the way, like we're all going to be, you know, up and down with this, but it's definitely something that if we can create it as a foundation in this month, we're going to start into 2023 in a really, really fantastic place. So like we did with our faith last month, and for those in It's Time For Me, we looked at our relationships as well. This is just such a perfect follow-up now to really focusing on how we show up in the world and whether we're intentionally living or not. So looking forward to the month ahead. Enjoy all of the options you've picked, and I'll chat to you very soon.